Connie. Constantine. Constantinopolis. Can I have a glass of water, please?
No ice. It's bad for my dentist.
Thank you, Connie. Come here, Balsy. Come here. Come sit in my lap. Oh. Poor dogs. They know when something awful is about to occur.
What is it?
Well, how should I know, Iris? I'm not a dog. Who are you looking put out for this morning, Iris? Is it your doorman again?
No, that's not it.
It isn't? Well, what is it?
Nothing.
Oh, please, just don't pussyfoot around, Iris. I find it very boring when you do. Just tell me what it is.
It's the times.
The times? The times that we live in? Still, amazing. The New York Times.
It's the New York Times.
Good Christ, no. The times are bad enough, but the times is far worse. Thank you, Connie. Oh. Just what were you reading in the paper of record this morning to get you all upset?
Well, I was reading that there were these midnight dance parties that the young people...
The young people? The young people? Which young people do you mean? I should imagine there are several subdivisions at this point. Well, even Constantinopolis might be considered a young person. Although, do you know that he's got a pot belly and half of his teeth are... Well, Connie, do you know Iris?
Yeah, of course.
She loves your soup. Isn't that remarkable? Oh, she lost all her taste 5 years ago.
Was it all of your taste buds, Iris, or just several?
Violet!
Oh, sorry. Oh.
Here, Balsy, have a nice roll.
They're especially nice and stale this morning.
Look, Iris, just tell me what it was you read that you found so disturbing.
Well, I read about these midnight dance parties that are called, raids.
Raids? Raids? The young have been going on raids since the time of Genghis Khan, Iris. I hardly see how that could be news. Are you certain it was an article in the Times and not an exhibit at the Museum of Natural History?
No, dear, raids.
Raids? Raids as in all the rage?
No, dear, rage, rage.
Balsy, stop barking so that I can hear Aunt Iris. Rage as in stark raving mad?
Yes, that's it, exactly.
So what's the trouble, dear, with these raves? Do they rave? Do they recite passages from King Lear?
What's your name?
Clev.
Rave on. Mine's Skeeter. Pleasure to make you, Clev.
Yeah, that was rad. Why's your name Skeeter?
Well, my true name is Ezekiel, but my friends call me Skeeter because I annoy them in a mosquito type of way.
Oh, I don't think so.
Yeah. Is this your first rave, or...?
Yeah, it's my first rave.
Yeah, rad. You exin'?
Exin'?
Ecstasy?
Oh, something. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Yeah, well, you picked a good rave, you know. This ain't no corporate rave, you know. It's just out here on the dunes, on the beach, unlicensed, no hoaxishness, you know. You picked a really good rave. Hey, Clove, where are you going?
To the ocean, to wash your cum off me.
You all right, Clove?
Yeah, I'm radically all right.
Rave on, sister, rave on.
All right. Greetings, wavers. Salt sweet meets with salt wet.
Come, salt, sweet, salt, wet, and wash my toes. Watch, tide, watch me turn on your foaming beak. Tickle my knees and lick them with your spray. Suck clean from me these drops, O mortal jism, and pull them far into earth's liquid schism. Come, shoal of fish, and swim beneath my skirt. Tug me beyond the toffee-colored rock. Sway, salty swells, in the wild, deep flat. Fold in, fold out, green waves, your aching dress. There bobs the lonely sea pony. He rocks to and fro, and flings his seaweed scarf over one shoulder, and tilts like so. It's you I'll wrap my legs about and ride under. Golden purple fish, oh, sea flower, oh, twinkling anemones, allure. Ow, dawdling crabs, wandering under moonlight between the shallowed rocks and tide's new pools. Do you not think I see you hiding, sidestepping, dancing your dance to the moon? Is it a funeral dance for the Dead Sea that we've inundated with our soap and shit and pee? Tell me, the sickle-shaped moon, what says she? tell me, please, what the moon rays. I'll give you a sand dollar if you say, sidestep my way, O crabs, and dance to the beat. Bite, bite my toes, eat my human feet. Teach me how to dance like you, so the moo-hoo-hoon can catch my crazy beat. Catch my cray, hazy beat. Catch my cray, hazy beat. Glove, are you all right? Silence! I'm communicating with the crab.
Oh, that's great, Glove. Why don't you come back to shore and tell me all about it? It's rad. Come back off of those rocks and tell me about it.
I will. Meet me under at the Shark's Breath Hotel. Aw, shit. Shit.
Hey, people, there's a girl. She's way out on the rocks talking to the crabs. She's a really nice girl, too. She just jerked me off. People, whoa, people.
Baboom, 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 baboom. How sad the ocean, but sadder still the shore. Be still, my heart, but never still the ocean's roar.
Okay, then. Thank you, Charlie McCutcheon, for that introduction. Thank you for having me here at this luncheon. The Association of Franchise and Chain Retail has an interesting background for me, coming from the international point of view, and I hope I can light up a few topics that can help all of you compete well in the century to come, or at least the first couple of decades. I won't be around much after 2020. I guess I'll be dead. So, I'd like to highlight for you three focus areas. Number one, personnel. Our relationship to personnel is changing in every way imaginable, from identifying those individuals and skills which are most needed to identifying those we no longer need, and in developing, and this is a key, a new relationship between the company or corporation, and the individuals that make up that company team. We have learned that we have to nurture team players, that it's not enough to state expectations. It is up to the company to demonstrate to each employee how trust works. You will be rewarded or not rewarded. I suppose we could say punished, but we prefer to focus on the words reward and trust. consistency is very important here. I'll come back to this area. The second area I would like to light up is what I call the dissolution of borders phenomenon. the information revolution with GATT and NAFTA, we are fast approaching an age, in fact, a world market without borders. Okay, everyone has heard this, but what we haven't heard yet is a cogent strategy for maximum growth. Okay, a cogent strategy for maximum growth. This means overseas manufacturing. This means a personnel pool. Okay, here we are getting back to personnel. It's all related. A personnel pool which is no longer confined to the United States of America, but includes the entire world. The entire world. Think about that. The third area I'd like to overview in my talk with you today is, the crisis and hope. What's it all for? I like to call this, think of it as a search. Search, okay, because that's what it is. I don't have the answers on this one. For a new philosophy of business. My kids are grown up. Excuse me, they're gone from the house. People don't come over so much anymore. My wife and I live in Virginia outside of D.C., so you'll have more time to contemplate. You know, you're watering the lawn by yourself, you know, or rather the sprinklers are doing it for you. But in any case, there's no kids jumping in the sprinkle. Excuse me for just a second. Sprinkles, you know, the sprinkles of water that the little girls especially love to jump around in, and you're thinking, excuse my tangent here, I'll get right back on track. You're thinking, we're well-to-do. Heck, we're wealthy, but what was it all for? You know, I got my daughter, Sheila, teaching college out there in the environmental movement, and she comes home to visit. Instead of spending a nice time with me, she argues with me about industrial pollution and waste. She says, Dad, what's the point of all this progress if it's just destroying the planet that we live on? And, you know, I've got the answers for her on that, but down deep I've got can we hammer out an outlook to fix this? I guess I've gone to far out here on the point that I was getting off, but should we have a discussion? No, I guess not. Excuse me, it's been a rough week. A lot of flying, a whole lot of flying. Charlie? Excuse me.
She went. One second she was down by the waves over by that dead elephant seal, and the next second she was way the fuck out on those rocks. She's just dancing. She's just raving. I can't believe she got pulled under out there. I went in swimming for her. I dove in with a surfboard someone had, and we were calling. Shit. This can't be the truth. This has got to be false and pernicious, bro. Because I can't tolerate tragedy. I had a traumatized childhood already. Ask my ma. I saw her get run over in a 7-Eleven parking lot when I was 8 years old. My mom got run over by a drunk dude at the VW bus. But she survived. I helped her. I was all, Mommy! Mommy! Shit. See, so Clover's got to be out there. She's got to be. Because it's my lucky night. 6 days without shaving is my luckiest time, usually. And it started out like that. I met her. She was stoked. We had a spin. She has to come back. She can't be drowned. She can't be drowned.
Cassandra! Get off the Walkman, you deaf-ass cop meat! Cassandra! Oh, chicken! Your name is too long for me to be saying it all the time. We gotta get you a name like the rest of us, like Bushy, Nuts, Jig. I used to have a girlfriend, my main girl. We called her Magenta Rush. Her real name was Magdalena. Yeah, it is longer, but it was easier to say. You stand there like that, you won't get any pickups. You gotta push yourself up, you know? Push your titties up. Oh, why do I even tell you? I don't need no little lycra skirt ass jailbait cop me taking slugs from my moneymaker. Get off the retarded ass headset and listen, Cassandra! Oh, that name is too long! Cassidy, Cassette, ha ha! Yeah, was she gonna call you Cassette? Cause you always listening to that one tape. Ha ha! That's good, Cassette. Bushy got such a good sense of humor, and people don't even know it out here. Cassette! Why are you always listening to that one tape? Anyway, why are you listening to that guitar shit? Not Bushy. I like house, disco, Cool in the Gang. Now that was music. Jackson 5. I bet you don't even know Michael and Janet have brothers. How come you hillbilly South people always like that guitar shit? That shit sounds just like this truck going by. That ain't music. Music has to have a beat. That's why these black ass bitches be laughing at us. White ass bitches gotta be proud. Don't play that noise shit around Jig and Pam. They'll stomp on your machine. It's true. Not Bushy. Bushy's nice. Hey, baby. No discount, no markdown here. This ain't home shopping, baby. This here is street shopping. They got a cash machine on 42nd. Yeah, okay, don't lie now. Come back. Bye. Slurpy ass Jeep motherfucker. Where's the cash machine? What do I look like, Mrs. McBeat Cop? Empty ass pocket. Shit. I'm hungry. Cassette. Go to the Arabs. Get me two Suzy Q's and sour cream and garlic chips. No, make it Twinkies. No. Get me a swizzle stick and something healthy. A bag of Jesse's all-natural peanuts. Yeah, and a chocodile. A choc-o-dile. Give me that Walkman. Give it. Damn. Now go get me that and get yourself that shit you like, that ice cream thing. No, don't go to the Three Brothers on that corner. Go to the Five Brothers, the other corner. I don't spend my money in that place. They threw me out. Baby ass. She don't belong on the street. She ain't even 13. I'm gonna tell her. Tell her when she comes back. Go back to where she's from, that hillbilly place under D.C. I'm gonna tell her. Hey, Tree. How goes it, Tree? Oh, I gotta take a piss. People think I'm crazy to talk to you, Tree. But people think I'm crazy anyway! So fuck it! What's it all about, Tree? To do it or not to do it, you know? That's it. That's what we all want to know. Oh, it burns. My piss burns. Maybe I'm going to get sick. Oh, here she comes. Cassette, come here. Where's my peanuts? No, I said peanuts. I changed my mind. See this? See this tape? What's it called? Read it. Spiritual Damage? That's a stupid-ass name. There! Don't cry, Cassette. Don't cry or I'll slap you. See? This is how bitches on the street be. Then you got your pimps. You go with mine, Terry. He slaps you, kicks you, punches you, and you know what else? Go back to Virginia. Virginia is for lovers. Stop crying! Stop! Who messed with you? Who? Your daddy, your uncle, your brother? All them family-ass bastards. No one? No one? You're real pretty, so you must be lying, because pretty girls and lies go together. No! You want to stay pretty and stay out here? It don't work like that. Give me that ice cream. Give it. See? That nice ice cream lying in that homeless shit and dirty-ass bottles. Now, that's ugly-ass. That's you. That's me. That's West 45th Street. Ho! Cassette, I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to say it to you, but I had to. Something forced me. Oh, shit. Here comes that Jeep fool. By the time I get back, I want the girls to tell me. Oh, Cassandra went with the convent in a house van. She went with those wide eyeball nuns. I mean it. I'm going to kick your ass. Hey, baby. No, she ain't working no more. No, it's just me, baby. Yeah, well, all right. Get your ass to Convent House. Get it off my block. Get it. Drive, baby.
Greetings, cathode suckers. I'm your fave rave PJ, Don Mal Australia, and this is Poezy TV. Now it's time for Suicide Watch, Actual Deaths. Tonight, we've got an up-to-the-minute Suicide Watch, as it should be, right? It's about time. This suicide concerns a whole scene, the rave scene, that we here at Poezy TV have been following with the keenest of razor-sharp interest for a really long time. Well, like months, all right? So, Harper, where are you?
Donnie, as you can see, I'm standing cliffside in Cali, only yards away from where Clove Carnelian, a young raven babe, disappeared under those gravy, wavy waves.
Awesome. Who've we got?
We got her best friend, Sable, and her boyfriend, Skipper.
Excellent. Let's go for the jugular. Hey, Sable. How do you feel about your best girlfriend going over the edge and into the brew?
Don, Clove is my best friend.
Yeah.
So why are you talking to me about it?
Don't you want to have a last word, Sable, so the viewers will know your mind, what you honestly think and feel in your deepest part?
No.
No? No. Harper!
Hey, we got Skipper here, Donnie. He was with her when she ran for the waves.
Skeeter.
Out of sight. Skitter. Did Clove have suicidal tendencies before, prior to this?
I don't know, Don. I just met her. She made me come.
What?
But I don't think she's actually dead.
Well, that's what we all hope, Skinner. But didn't she show signs?
Nah.
What?
I repeat, nah.
Was she tripped out on the trendy drug du jour, ecstasy?
I don't know. Not to wax personal against you, Don, but I truly don't cop the corporate entertainment, comprendo?
What do you mean? Where did he go?
Hey, Donnie, we got Deputy Larson here and this dude with a theory. Deputy?
At this time, we got our SWAT emergency team. Searching the shoreline for the young lady. We've alerted the Coast Guard. Doesn't look too good, but we're doing what we can do. I'd like to mention that this kind of tragedy is most likely to occur at an illegal event of this nature. Hi, I'm Todd, and all I have to say is there are black holes out there. There are Bermuda triangles, and it's possible she's just been morphed into another space-time continuum so different from our own that we can't even conceive of it. Shit. I certainly can't, even when I try. Hard. But, we don't have to see this necessarily as a tragedy. It's maybe more closer to a virtual tragedy. My name's Todd Rudgasser. Rave on! Here am I on Poezy TV?
Yes, get him off. Harper, what's the word? Will this rave site become a grave site, or what?
Don't know yet, Johnny.
We'll be right back after a poesy break with Suicide Watch. Actual Death!